streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The Obamas make the case for a President Harris at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. The former president.
We have a chance to elect someone who has spent her entire life trying to give people the same chances America gave her. Someone who sees you and hears you and will get up every single day and fight for you.
Former First Lady Michelle Obama zeroed in on Donald Trump's debate night complaint about immigrants taking black jobs. Mr. Trump's former press secretary, Stephanie Grisham, also spoke.
I love my country more than my party. Kamala Harris tells the truth. She respects the American people, and she has my vote.
Former President Trump will campaign in the South today. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Trump pledged he would return to outdoor rallies after the attempt on his life in Butler, Pennsylvania last month, and he's doing so today in a battleground state, North Carolina. We're in Asheboro, about 90 minutes outside of Charlotte. He'll appear with his running mate, J.D. Vance, to talk military and defense outside of a museum here.
From Lebanon, Hezbollah has launched more than 50 rockets hitting private homes in the Israeli-annexed Golan Heights. It comes as Secretary of State Blinken heads home from meetings in Egypt and Qatar on a U.S. plan for a ceasefire in Gaza. Hamas claims the U.S. is acquiescing to what it calls new conditions from Israel. Specialist cave divers are now working in 12-minute underwater shifts, searching the submerged wreck of the luxury yacht that sank off the coast of Sicily Monday. CBS's Chris Livesay has an update from Rome.
Six people remain unaccounted for, including software magnate Mike Lynch, once described as Britain's Bill Gates, acquitted earlier this year of fraud charges in America. His 18-year-old daughter, Hannah, is also among the missing.
An intense heat wave is sweeping parts of Texas. The high is expected to reach 108 today in Austin, 109 in Abilene. Don White Fosdick works at a ministry in San Antonio that helps the homeless.
We have water hoses hooked up so that clients can access cool water and cool their body off. We offer showers. We have a cooler we set out that we put ice in every day.
Here's a good reason to get up and stretch.
New research published in the Scandinavian Journal of Medicine and Science and Sports found that after taking into account body mass index and health status, those who were less flexible had an almost 5% higher risk of death.
CBS's Christian Benavides. S&P futures up 3. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. 4 years after riots rocked Kenosha, J.D. Vance, the Republican vice presidential candidate, held a rally in Civic Center Park. His speech emphasized crime and safety issues. Vance claimed Vice President Kamala Harris encouraged violent protests 4 years ago and pointed to her support of a bail fund for protesters. During the event, the Trump-Vance ticket was endorsed by the Kenosha Police Union. Vance made a stop at Tenuta's in Kenosha on his way out of town. Vice President Kamala Harris energized supporters at a packed Pfizer forum in Milwaukee last night. The rally, happening at the same time as the DNC in Chicago, marked Harris's second visit to Wisconsin since becoming the Democratic nominee and her seventh trip to the state this year. Flight for Life was called for a shooting in Racine last night. It happened on West Lawn Avenue, a couple of blocks from Radio Park. Initial reports indicate one victim had a gunshot wound to the mouth. Despite the severity of the injury, the victim was conscious and breathing when rescue teams showed up. We're working on learning more. And a reminder about the Racine County Root River Bridge that's closed today. The closure of 38 between MM and Rapids Drive will last through tomorrow. Drivers should plan for extra travel time and consider using alternate routes. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers beat the Cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 3-2 win over the Cardinals in St. Louis. Right-hander Frankie Montas pitched 7 innings, allowing the Cardinals just one hit. Manager Pat Murphy.
Frankie was great. He attacked the zone. Strike one was big. I don't know what the percentage was, but I bet it was really good. He's turned it up a notch, you know, and it's kind of cool. He gets it. Yeah, it's nice having his experience.
The series continues tonight. The Badgers women's volleyball team kicked off the season last night by by beating Bradley 3-0 in an exhibition match. Wisconsin beginning the season ranked 3rd in the nation. NFL, after missing most of training camp with a hip injury, the Packers' second-round pick, Edgerrin Cooper, is happy to be back at practice.
Best feeling ever. I think that was the longest I've been without playing football, so, and just missing out and stuff like that. So it was mentally tough. Sometimes things happen, but it's about being a pro. You just have to do what you can do.
As rookie linebacker Edgerrin Cooper was sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 72 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north becoming east at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 55. Tomorrow, sunny, 76. We'll get to 78 on Friday. A little warmer and a little more humid by the weekend with highs in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Listening to the radio today, I heard a radio contest here in L.A., but it doesn't matter where you are. All radio contests sound exactly the same. You're lucky caller number 7.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. Are you serious?
I'm serious. You just won $1,000. What's your favorite radio station?
This one. WKW, whatever the hell it is.
Those people have no shame or humility. There's no rule that says you have to love the station you won on. If I won a contest, I'd be completely honest. You just won $1,000. What's your favorite radio station?
Well, I jump around a lot. I like the Spanish one. And this one's pretty good. What station is this anyway? I just had it on Seek.
Aretha teaching us how to spell, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. That's how I learned to spell, from Aretha. 609 WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits. I'm Don Rosen. Coming up this morning, you're going to love it, 7 o'clock hour. We've got Carol Gianforte and Jim Mercier going to be here. They're our local historians, and we're going to talk about Kittyland, which was by the dam in Racine, the Root River Dam there. But they're getting rid of it. So another piece of your childhood is going bye-bye. So we're going to talk about Kittyland, and it should be a lot of fun this morning with Jim and Carol. People love them right here at WRJN. By the way, people were asking about yesterday's interview with Renee Kelly, our alderman. And it is podcast now if you want to hear it. It was up last night. So you can hear the podcast at wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, WRJN.com, civicmedia.us. Check it out, all right? Yeah, we're here for you. Local news, timeless hits, and the Beatles Get Back at WRJN Radio.
Told you was a man who thought he was a loner, but he knew it couldn't last.
Point Marina, local news and timeless hits.
I don't even know why they asked this question in a poll, but they did. According to this new poll, people were asked, do you wash your feet in the shower? Odd question. 37% said no. That's even more odd. They said they just let the water run over their feet. They don't really wash them. Yuck. It's 6:13 at WRJN with Stevie.
Great big old heart, but a brother's image. She says, no one is better than I.
News and timeless hits, WRJN 615 on a Wednesday morning. It's hump day today, August 21st. 1 month left to summer. Yeah, that's it. Is September 23rd or September 21st? Yeah, it's one. It's around there somewhere. Anyway, we got a month of summer left. Where did it go? Seems like yesterday we had the 4th of July parade. And now here we are. And it feels like fall out there, doesn't it? Those cool temperatures. Yeah, it feels like we're talking football. The world's largest 3D printed neighborhood is nearing completion in Texas. You heard right, a 3D printed neighborhood. 3D printing homes is faster, less expensive, requires fewer workers, minimizes construction material waste, and they're very, very sturdy. The home actually, they aren't cookie cutter homes the way you'd expect, but you do sacrifice some charm. One buyer says it feels like a fortress, kind of like you're living in cinder blocks, but in a cozy way. 3D printed homes. How do you fit that under a, how do you put that under your, you know, what do they call those things? The copy machines? I mean, when you do a 3D printer? I've never seen a 3D printer, but it's fascinating to think you could build a home like that. Huh? 617 at WRJN. Don't forget, we have Jim and Carol coming in this morning a little after 7 o'clock. They'll be talking about Kittyland. Remember Kittyland in Racine? I've seen pictures of it, and I've been on the spot where Kittyland was. And so we'll talk all about that coming up after 7 o'clock this morning.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Hospice Alliance volunteers are often asked if it's difficult to support patients and families during life's most difficult time. Emphatically share that they are grateful to help their community and feel they receive more in return than they could ever give. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. If you'd like to learn more about Hospice Alliance's services or assisting in our mission, visit hospicealliance.org.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
They took the whole Cherokee Nation.
Patron. Put us on this reservation. Took away our ways of life. The tomahawk and the Bowie knife. Our native tongue and taught their English to our young. And all the beads we made by hand are nowadays made in Japan. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die. They took the whole Indian nation, locked us on this reservation. I wear a shirt and tie. I'm still part red man deep inside. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live. Maybe someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return.
Will return. Will return. Will return. Will return. Kind of a different sound from Paul Revere and the Raiders. Mark Lindsay, lead singer, Indian Reservation. 622 at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, looking for sunshine today with a high near 73, a clear sky tonight, lows around 56, sunny tomorrow with a high near 76. Right now it's clear and 56 in Radio Park. Gary Sewer, our news director, once told me that. People used to say clear skies right now, and he said, really, that's not it. It's a clear sky. There's only one sky. That's it. And ever since Gary Sewer, our news director here at the station, told me that back in the 90s, I said, you know, he's right. There is only one sky up there. It's not clear skies. It's clear sky.
Big girls won't cry. Big girls won't cry. Big girls. They don't cry.
Big girls don't cry.
Who said they don't cry?
They don't cry.
Valley of the Four Seasons, Big Girls Don't Cry, 625 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. And if you're a sun worshiper, pay attention. Does having a base tan protect you from sun damage? The short answer is no. The longer answer is, well, it might be like wearing SPF 4 at best. But technically, a base tan means you already have sun damage. Dermatologists say you should still wear at least an SPF 30 to mitigate any risks. And I hear that a lot of times. I already have a tan, so it's not going to matter. My mother used to tell me that. Well, you already got a tan. It doesn't matter. I thought my mother knew everything. I guess not. W-R-J-N. Song that the Rolling Stones, when they were on the Ed Sullivan Show, they were told not to sing those words, "Let's spend the night together," and they did it anyway. Jim Morrison of the Doors had that problem too. I forget what words there were in a song, but Jim Morrison sang it anyway. It was the last time Jim Morrison was on the Ed Sullivan Show, but I'm pretty sure that was the song by the Stones where Ed Sullivan said, "Do not say, let's spend the night together," and they did it anyway. Speaking about TV shows, I stopped watching Dancing with the Stars when a guy named Bobby Bones was made champion. He couldn't dance, but the public, he had such a high profile on his radio shows that all his, you know, listeners, he used to get on, "Vote for me, vote for me, vote for me." And they did. And a lot of great dancers went by the wayside because he had all these people voting for him. And I stopped watching it because of that. And I said, well,
it's not really a good show anymore. It's a matter of how many followers you have. Well, apparently I wasn't the only one that was upset by it. Julianne Hough reluctantly admitted that Bobby Bones was the worst Dancing with the Stars champion. And get this, Bobby agreed he was the worst dancer on the show. But he called himself the greatest champion ever because his fans carried him through the show. That's when I stopped watching. Hey, it's 6:30 on the noggin now at WRJN. Time for the trip to the Radio Park newsroom. Stuart J. Waddles watching everything for us this morning. Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. 4 years after riots rocked Kenosha, J.D. Vance, the Republican vice presidential candidate, held a rally in Civic Center Park. His speech emphasized crime and safety issues. Vance claimed Vice President Kamala Harris encouraged violent protests 4 years ago and pointed to her support of a bail fund for protesters. During the event, the Trump-Vance ticket was endorsed by the Kenosha Police Union. Vance made a stop at Tenuta's in Kenosha on his way out of town. Vice President Kamala Harris energized supporters at a packed Pfizer forum in Milwaukee last night. The rally, happening at the same time as the DNC in Chicago, marked Harris's second visit to Wisconsin since becoming the Democratic nominee and her seventh trip to the state this year. Flight for Life was called for a shooting in Racine last night. It happened on West Lawn Avenue, a couple of blocks from Radio Park. Initial reports indicate one victim had a gunshot wound to the mouth. Despite the severity of the injury, the victim was conscious and breathing when rescue teams showed up. We're working on learning more. And a reminder about the Racine County Root River Bridge that's closed today. The closure of 38 between MM and Rapids Drive will last through tomorrow. Drivers should plan for extra travel time and consider using alternate routes. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Wisconsin's corn and soybean fields may be shaping up better than we initially thought. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. And if you're finding yourself anticipating more bushels than maybe you've already sold, now is the time to try to get a strategy plan together. That's the advice of John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend.
So these are just some things producers just need to push the pencil on here and get prepared for this crop coming this fall. And then start asking those questions with the elevator or reach out to someone like me that we can look at some different ideas, how to kind of keep you in the game in case you have to get those bushels moved without storage. With the carry in the market, storing this crop is probably going to be a negative idea because, again, when you get big crops, that carry has a tendency to continue to disappear. And obviously with interest rates where they are, the cost of storing that grain, and then the possibility of losing that carry could be a real negative proposition.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. As we get started on a Wednesday morning, corn, soybeans, wheat, all holding firm. Numbers are next.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Dan Sheps?
Harv Extra has been very consistent on our test results from first crop through fourth crop. The higher quality has allowed us to feed more alfalfa haylage in our diet, and cows are able to have a higher intake with a higher quality forage.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Riley Lepenka?
Making hay has changed so much now with Harv Extra alfalfa. You don't have to be tied down to a certain cutting window. That saves us a lot of headache, a lot of cost, wear and tear on machinery, you name it. I don't see any farm that it wouldn't work. Any kind of operation, if you have 10 cows, 10,000, it doesn't matter.
What does life on the cutting edge mean for alfalfa growers? Flexibility, yield, or quality? Harv Extra alfalfa with Roundup Ready technology gives you an extra edge every time you harvest. Hear grower stories at harvextra.com.
Dairy's been holding on this week. Yesterday in Chicago, barrel cheese actually gained a penny to 226 and a half. 40-pound block cheese, that stayed unchanged, but that's at 210. AA butter on Tuesday went down a penny and a half, 317 a pound. This morning, the September Class 3 milk that goes into cheese, up a penny, 22.51. October closed 23 cents stronger, 22.68 a hundredweight. Currently, December corn is up 2 at 399. November soybeans are up 4 at 980. The September wheat this morning up a penny at 534. There's your quick market update and a quick reminder. Sign up for our daily e-newsletter and you won't miss a thing. Although you're busy feeding cows and getting ready to start chopping silage, we'd love to keep you informed. Go to MidwestFarmReport.com and you'll see how you can sign up there. There's your market update. I'm Pam Yonke.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 72 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north becoming east at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 55. Tomorrow, sunny, 76. We'll get to 78 on Friday. A little warmer and a little more humid by the weekend with highs in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Not long ago, I was in this tiny town in Georgia, me and my friend Vic, and we were looking for something to do, and we kept asking the local people. He's like, we got 8 hours off. Is there anything fun to do? And they just, all of them responded with, well, you can zip line to another state for $55. And I asked the one guy, just because I wanted to see if he would know, I go, what state would I end up in if I chose to do it? And he literally answered me with a question. He goes, Alabama? Yes, that is the state on the other side of you. Jeez, even I know that. And I don't even live here. And I think that's what you should do with your criminals in Georgia. You should zip line them in the middle of the night to Alabama. You give them an iPhone and $100 and say, look, if we see you again in Georgia, pow, pow, bang, bang, no jokey, jokey.
Wednesday, Mamas and the Papas, local news and Tamla's hits at WRJN. It's this guy who figured out a loophole to get a free Starbucks coffee 365 days a year. You see, when you get a Starbucks gift card, you register it, and on your birthday, you get a free drink that day. So he bought 365 cards, registered each one with a different birthday, and now he's got a free drink every single day of the year. Now, the question is, How much is a Starbucks gift card where he bought 365 of them? It's got to be more than the coffee costs. The Mock Staffs Cry Like a Baby at WRJN. Baby, WRJN local news and timeless hits. Got the Brewers and the Cardinals playing tonight. 6:10 broadcast time at WRJN and Breakfast with the Packers. You heard me right. Breakfast with the Packers. The Ravens and the Packers Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. I've never heard of a 10 o'clock game in the morning before with the Packers. But you're going to hear it right here at WRJN.
Was out to get me. Well, that's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not her trace of doubt in my mind. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. I'm in love. Saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Put out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried.
Believer. You know, they actually made a feature-length movie, The Monkees. A lot of people don't remember it. It's called Head, H-E-A-D, Head. Had Victor Mature in it. A couple of other big stars made cameos in that movie, but it was, you know, like the TV show for The Monkees had, except it was a full-length movie of, you know, all that craziness going on. Hey, speaking about craziness, when you get to the office this morning, don't make people angry. All right, here's what's making them angry at your office. Top 10 things. Other coworkers taking credit for your work. Computer problems from crashes and the internet going out. Rude clients. Arguments over making the coffee. Oh, I got a story about that for you. Not having time for a lunch break. The mere fact that it's Monday and the weekend is over. People talking to you when you're trying to concentrate. Coworkers gossiping. The printer not working right. Coworkers messing up your desk. And the wrong songs playing on the radio. No, I think that last was just me. It's I don't think you'll run into that in the office. It's 647 at WRJN. Jim and Carol coming in at 7 o'clock this morning. We're talking about Kittyland in Racine. That's coming up in about, make it about 15, 17 minutes from now. Right here at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
As the world around us becomes more and more virtual, sometimes it's nice to take a step back and add a personal touch to celebrate your loved ones. Personal Touch by Julie is a family-owned and operated florist in the Mount Pleasant area for over 47 years with unmatched customer service and talented floral design, making them the area's number one choice for any occasion. Call today at 262-886-9444 and bring your ideas to life. Or better yet, go see the artistic elegance yourself at 5445 Spring Street in Mount Pleasant.
Hi, this is Don Rosen here with Cindy Huber.
We'd like to invite experienced outside salespeople to join us here at WRJN.
Help us connect our listeners with local businesses and have fun doing it. You'd be joining Racine's longtime source for local news and timeless hits, a station people have depended on for over 97 years.
And of course, you'd be working with us. And that's just one of the many benefits WRJN provides. You'd be able to sell sponsorships to Green Bay Packer games, Badgers games, high school sports, and of course, our shows too.
WRJN is also the home of Big Deals, a great way for people to save real money on great food and services around town. So get ready to write down the information you'll need to apply.
Send your resume to Chris Morrell at chris.morreau@civicmedia.us or apply online at civicmedia.us and click on the About tab. Then work with us. Who knows? Maybe we'll be having coffee together in a few weeks.
I don't drink coffee.
I'll have yours.
Maybe Kringle?
James of the Shondells. Local news, Tamla Sitz at WRJN at 6:52. Looking for sunshine today. Clear sky tonight and sunshine tomorrow. Highs in the 70s both days. Right now it's 56 degrees at Radio Park. I like it, but it's cold. But I still like it. Hey, get this. A Cleveland couple went through their wedding and did a backyard ceremony, but then they had to cancel the reception. You see, for some reason, they had to end it all, but the food was already there. So they donated all the food to a woman's shelter. And get this. They served it at the shelter while wearing the wedding gown and the tuxedo. There's selflessness, huh? Don't you love it? 6:53 WRJN. Downtown Racine for Music Fun as Music on the Monument is back this Friday. Live music from Stone Theory starts at 4:30. There are tables and chairs, or you can bring your own if you'd like. Our downtown restaurants will be open for food and drink as you feel the rhythm and let loose a little bit. Music on the Monument coming up this Friday, 4:30 to 7 o'clock, downtown Racine. Learn more online at racinedowntown.com. The Hollies with Long Cool Woman. We'll be right back.
Woman in the Black Dress, the Hollies. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. You know, when I first started dating, I can't remember the year, but when I first started dating, none of this stuff was important. But now it is. The biggest dating deal breakers out there. When it comes to money, the guy not paying on a first date, asking about stuff like salary before the three-month mark of the dating, too much credit card debt, and low credit score. When I was dating, I never remember any girl saying to me, by the way, what's your credit score? When I went in high school and my first date was Barbara Kirshner in high school, I think it was a senior or junior in high school, I don't remember her saying to me, I think you have a lot of credit card debt. I was checking in. My mother works at the bank. She checked your credit card and you have a lot of debt. Plus, your credit score is really low. I don't think we can date anymore. And I think that's why we brought